Shabbos said there are many, many beautiful pesukim that we have in this week's parasha. So amongst them, the Torah says, what appears to be at first glance a simple pasuk, yet again, when we think about it, we're overcome with its profundity. Torah Kedosha says, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. Literally, again, you should be Tamim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mefarshim struggle to understand what does that mean, although sometimes there's a reflex to translate Tamim as perfect. We understand that can't be what it means. Why? Because the Ribono Shel Olam never demands perfection of us. Never asks perfection of us. So Rashi HaKadosh comments on the pasuk, and Rashi says, Tamim Tiyai Mashal Kech means, V'lo Sach Kor Acher Ha'asidos. Because remember again, right before Tamim Tiyai Mashal Kech, Torah speaks about not consulting the Ovi Yedoni. So the Ovi Yedoni were sorcerers, they communicated with the dead, and their entire purpose was to try to go ahead and tell the future. So the Ribono Shel Olam says, don't worry about the future. Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. Just be confident with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything is going to be okay. Interestingly enough, Unkelos translates Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha as Shlim. He says Tamim Shlim, to be complete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But still, we know that it means something profound and amazing, but it's a mitzvah, meaning we assume it's a mitzvah to be Tamim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? So there's a beautiful insight by Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Adichev says, I'm just going to quote it to you. He says, you have to read the pasuk, you have to put the comma in a different place. He says, Hainu, im tiya im Hashem Elokecha, tiya tamim, velote hechaser shum davar. In other words, what? Says the Rebbe, we have to read the pasuk is like this. Tamim tiya. If you want to feel a sense of completion in life, if you want to feel a sense of wholeness in life, all of us want to, as we're saying, you know, all of us feel a void in some way. Man by definition often feels a void. And we often spend life filling that void. The problem is, we often fill that void with all of the wrong things, right? A person thinks, if I only had more money, right, I would be so much happier. So what happens? Halavai, a person should be zocha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him the gift of parnasa. And then what happens? You have more money, which is certainly wonderful. Halavai, we should all be zocha. Right? Makes life easier in many different ways. But it doesn't fill the void. So I think to myself, if I had this experience, it would fill the void. But yet again, it doesn't fill the void. And a person could go through life trying to fill the void with thing after thing after thing. And yet I emerge and it's still not filled. Says the Rebbe, there's a very simple formula. Tamim tiya, like Ungula says, shlim. If you want to be complete in life, there's only one way. Im Hashem Elokecha. A content life is a life that centers and focuses around the Ribono Shel Olam. A content life is a one in which the Ribono Shel Olam plays a dominant role. Says the Rebbe, ultimately, it's not a tzivui tamim tiyah Hashem Elokecha, be complete with God, but rather again, says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, it is a formula for successful living. Again, the beauty of Chassidus is, you just have to know where to place the comma. Tamim tiyah. If you want to be complete in life, you want to feel whole, you want to feel shalim, then im Hashem Elokecha. Then just try to live life with Ribono Shel Olam. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, what does this mean? Rabbi Levi Yitzchak has another vart in the parasha, which I think we could bring together in the 1 minute we have. The pasuk says earlier on, V'losakim lo chamatzeva. V'losakim lo chamatzeva. Do not establish a matzeva for yourself. So again, what's a matzeva? So matzeva, V'losakim lo chamatzeva, Asher Sanei Hashem Elokecha. The matzeva is a one stone altar. So Torah says, do not establish for yourself a one stone altar, rather make a mizbeach avanim, a multi stone altar. Why that is, we're not going to get into right now. So the Mefarshim pick up on a very interesting idea about that pasuk. The pasuk is, lo sakim lecha matzeva. Why doesn't it just say what? Lo sakim matzeva. Don't make a matzeva. Don't make this one stone altar. Why lecha? And again, I believe Yitzchak says something magnificently beautiful. The pasuk is saying, lo sakim lecha matzeva. Don't make the lecha, don't make yourself into an altar. What does that mean, says the Rebbe? That sometimes a person thinks that life is about making me happy. That the goal of a successful life is that I am content. The goal of a successful life is that I am happy. Everything centers around me. When everything centers around me, Rabbi Osai, I've just made the lecha, I've just made the me into a matzeva. The Rebbe says, Osakim l'chamat seven. It turns out that life is this dialectic. Who is it that my life revolves around? Does my life revolve around me, Losakim l'chamat seva, or does my life revolve around the Ribono Shalom, Tamim Tia, Im Hashem Elokecha? The Rebbe says, this is the major question we have to ask ourselves. At the end of the day, who is the center of my universe? Is it me, my needs, my wants? Or do I find that my mission is Ribono Shel Olam, I'm your man, I'm your soldier, and I want to make a relationship with you and the connection with you of paramount importance in life? These are the choices we make every single day. Lo Sakim L'chamat Seva, I'm the center of the universe. Or do I want to finally feel shalim? And if I want to feel shalim in life, then there's only one way that comes, Rabbi Osai. And I'll never come through anything I buy, never through anything I acquire, never through anything I earn. But tamimus, shlemus, completion and true happiness only comes about im Hashem Elokecha, with a meaningful and beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Osai, this is the month to work on it. Chodesh Elul, you know, again, we'll discuss it more in coming weeks. But Chodesh Elul, in many respects, has even greater kedusha than Yamim Noraim. Chodesh Elul is the month of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. It's our opportunity to reignite and to reinvigorate our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it begins with asking ourselves one simple question. Who is at the center of my universe? Is it me? Or is it the Ribono Shel Olam? If it's me, I got to stop occupying that space and start allowing my life to revolve around the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And halavai, if we make that decision and reorganize our priorities just a little bit, then we'll be zocha to the greatest bracha of all. Not the bracha of any of the physical or material brachas that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, which hopefully He should give us, but the greatest bracha of all, which is the bracha of tamim, a feeling of completion in life, a feeling of wholeness in life, that feeling that only comes through beautiful connection. Shkoyach.